It's game 82. The Edmonton Oilers taking on the Colorado Avalanche to the right wing point. Manson kept it in to Lehkonen across. One-timer scores. Nichushkin over on the right wing got a perfect pass. And it's 1-0 for Colorado. Taves has it left point. Right wing. Rantanen shoots. Scores. Ripped it right upstairs. Short side under the bar to make it 2-0 for the Avalanche. To Makar. Left wing. MacKinnon in front of the net. Scores. Nichushkin with the redirect on the setup by MacKinnon. A power play goal. It's 3-0 Avalanche. The leg of Carrick or Gagne. Shot from the point. Scores. Let that go. There was lots of traffic. Might have been tipped in front of the net. Might have went straight through. It's 4-0 Colorado. Point to Walker. Walker's pass. That's taken away by Fogel down the right side with McLeod in over the line. The shot. The save made by Onanen. The wraparound by Fogel, and Onanen just got enough of it with a stick. Fogel's in the slot. Now to McLeod. His shot off the crossbar. Hard shot by Ryan McLeod. Went off the bar. For Kulak to the blue line for Broberg. His shot scores! Broberg shot it. Holloway deflected it. It's a power play goal for the Oilers. They get on the board. They trail 4-1. Stetcher on the right side will get it up in the air. Glove down by McLeod. He can pass that over, and the puck will go to Fogel. He'll center it in front. Oh, that save on it, and the opportunity there for McLeod. The puck goes to the right wing. That rim's on the right side. Fogel will shoot off the post. As that one on the short side hit the post, and it stays out. Puck goes to Darnay, now to McLeod up the left wing. Got it over the line, across to Fogel in front of the net. Tipped on goal, and Onanen the save, the rebound. It was loose, but the whistle went. Jones fakes the shot, over to Johnson. He'll let it go, and the save by Pickard. Hit him in the left shoulder. Mittelstadt across the blue line. Puck goes to the left wing corner in the Oilers zone. Duhaime on the end boards. Now in behind the net to Trennan. Spins out right side. The shot saved by Pickard. Gagne couldn't get it out. Took a hard hit there from Walker. Puck goes to the side of the Edmonton goal. Sent in front. Scores. Parise in the slot. Got the pass from Colton. He goes glove side on Pickard. And it's 5-1 for Colorado. Duhaime won't get it out. It's in front of the net. Here's Fogel. The shot saved. Rebound. On an end. Keeps it out. Loose puck. Jammed wide by McLeod. CeCe on the right point. It comes out to McLeod. His shot off a stick, and it goes off the glass and out of play. Puck to the point. Makar mishandles it. A breakaway for Ryan. Derek Ryan in the shot. Oh, it didn't get much away as Makar had caught up. Got his stick in there, and it just went wide. Duhaime will bring it out. 10 seconds left in the third. At center ice. Duhaime will dump it in. Pickard to play it. Left corner to CeCe. And the 23-24 regular season comes to a close. It's a 5-1 Avalanche victory. Doesn't mean a whole lot to either team, quite honestly. Unless they met each other in the playoffs, I suppose.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.